On May 6, 1981, Mrs. Annie Bennett, formerly of Angoon, was interviewed by Madonna Moss at her residence at the Admiralty or the Mountain View Apartments in Juneau. Mrs. Bennett is a Tlingit speaker, and her daughter, Elsie John, was kind enough to translate.
That sockeye, mm-hmm. And from there they used to go up into the lakes to get beaver.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what Minnie Johnson mm-hmm. said too.
Yes.
She said. So you say that there was a saltery there?
No, that my grandparents see. They used to get this salmon, and I used to listen to my grandmother say that. Well, in the olden days, there was no cold storage. No, they didn't know about ice. So the way they had to hold it fresh like was to use salt. Mm-hmm. So they did that, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they sold it after that. I don't. But all I used to remember is my grandmother telling the story that they used to put up the salmon that way.
Mm-hmm. One thing that Minnie mentioned also was that they fished there and brought the fish to the cannery at Killisnoo.
Yes, that could be what it is. In order to hold it, they had to have it in salt.
Mm-hmm. But I guess they smoked it there too for their own use.
Yeah, they had a. In the olden days, they didn't know that. Well, very little education that during that time, so they didn't have. They made use of this land without asking the white people. Mm-hmm. They felt like it is theirs. Mm-hmm. See, they were growing up there from the time being, from generations after generations. Mm-hmm. So they didn't go to the forest office and say, I'm going to use this land. Because they were there all the time,
right.
And they made use of the land. They lived off the land.
Right, yeah. This particular site, Minnie described as it was a place, and she named the people that lived there,
mm-hmm.
And so I wanted your mother to tell me. She said, but I don't remember, and exactly, this is what I remember, but you should talk to Annie Bennett about that.
Mm-hmm.
The people that she said lived there were, and I'll mispronounce the Tlingit words because I don't remember
mm-hmm.
exactly how she said them, but one was, Janashtuk. Not George Dim,
mm-hmm.
but another, it's a name that sounds to me like that. He was Shorty Johnson's father.
Du ich zu geaie wurde. Ach, sieh, kach gehet, du ich was hätte sagen.
Tet eis,
okay.
What
one?
Satin.
Oh, according to my mother, Shorty Johnson's father, senior, my grandfather was also known as Samuel Johnson. That's the way I got it. But I guess they used to call him Shorty Johnson.
Okay.
And my uncle was Samuel Johnson. That was married to Minnie Johnson.
That
mm-hmm.
makes sense. So
and Shorty Johnson, in other words,
you
used to live there.
Yeah.
So, I was at the Sakon of Sisko. the clock. Hachi Shkip used to live there with him.
Duhun ach zani lushkan ik haus the kwagahko hai ach ish to.
Hachi Shkip was a brother to Shorty Johnson, used to live there. And another people that used to live there was Lushkan, that's a nephew.
He was married to one of Shorty's sisters?
Yeah, that's my grandmother.
What was her name?
In Tlingit?
Yeah.
In Tlingit, her name was Tinkuge.
Did she have an English name too?
Dora. Dora Klushkan.
Oh, okay.
Was a sister to my grandmother, Anna Johnson, Georgia Johnson's wife. Just to eat out to a she, ah, at has at Nasayer, the assist at Haya, ye eat that. Ah, as to cook it, ah, the heck.
You are good.
Ah, you got.
Yeah, I was to go as he goes.
Ah,
I'm good.
I had to take it. She said she was born there, in this land.
Saka hini awa kakuhu hini. Ayaha in ayetakun. Ach ish, ach tahas, ach tatukik. Ha ach lif, shawat ach katukhoch. Tsuyesu, katkatunas. Di chikiwe te shawat hakatnastinu wuna ha ach.
And she said that they used to live there in the olden days. She was naming them in They used to put smoked salmon, and beaver trapping. She was naming them up in Tlingit too.
The various place names?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible to point on the map as we name those, and I could number them.
Is this the last lake she wants to know?
Yeah, this is Salt Lake, but then there's another lake here.
Where is the strong current?
The falls, where the falls are is right here. And there is that rock where the cross is.
Hashan ane aye yato ah. Yato ah, where was it lucho ya? Yat ah, ako aye ye wotech.
Se huche aye te akul, he anach na shuyege siko.
Ah.
A tach na ki nach ah, dech I aye na wo ah. The hooch aye, aye then. Set ya clean a car cook. Achy, set chain up.
Yato ah, what tenach nashu, yeah? Yato ah,
yat.
Canest anachu nashu, wait. Now, where's that rock?
Check out.
Yato ah, where tenach nashu, yeah?
Ah, yana kina a wetu kuhu hine awu tel kwahita a. Dech I awu ayina.
Ya tu uti kras we hat asitini ya. Ya tu a.
Awa.
Ya tu a tso. Ya ta wak. Ya ta ka awa yu waka nek. Awas tu. Ich She said, after they had a bigger same boat, a bigger boat, the bigger boat couldn't go up there. So they moved. They used to have a smokehouse there, but.
So that would have been like in the
1920s? Somewhere along this place that one of my uncles died from a falling log. Somewhere along. So when this land claim came through, my mother's sister was Fanny James. During that land claim time, she is the one that told my mother to make sure that she put a claim against this land.
Was she married to George James?
Yes, uh-huh.
And she was Annie's sister?
Annie's true sister, uh-huh. And she asked for all of us to put claim around there. Because from now the time you go back and have a grandparents, whatever it is, they have a right to it. So that's the way she spoke to us. So I don't remember where the claims are. The claim is the way we felt is that we didn't put claims there because we want to sell things from there or anything. We felt that because that's our birthright, you know. We belong there, and our children too. No matter where they go, they still belong to Andrew. And now, the way that when you look along the shores, you see where the logging has been. And many years you didn't see that. So we felt that we wanted to help and make Angoon what it is, you know, like we didn't want a logging going on or anything happening there. So we felt that we would be part of it to help, you know, keep Angoon as what it is.
Right.
You never know when when the time comes, even our grandchildren, there's very many, they would want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to help and keep it that way. But I guess they had a misunderstanding when we put the claim down. Next thing we know that, and there have been rumors too, we wanted to go back, but there are people that, you know, that, like when the first land claim came, we wanted to put our name in with it. We moved here because of one of my children had a severe rheumatic fever growing, and we had to have chartered plane to come into Juneau all the time. And then there came a time when all our children had to go to high school, and they paid tuition to go to school. You know, so we moved here to Juneau so that we can make them educated. You know, that's the law.
Right.
So.
The island now is
Yes, I know that, but
what I would say is that, well, another thing too, that you hear about this national monument at Glacier, I'd hate for people to suffer. Like, you can't go into that national monument unless you're permitted to.
But that's a national park, and that we're national forest, and so one of the things that we're real concerned about is its existence is a priority, is awarded a priority. Was your mother able to point to the places and name them?
Yes, that's what she was telling me. She was telling me that it's above that rock, she pointed out, this here, this place here. And she said that this is where the, just like the way the Mrs. Johnson told it.
Oh, okay.
She's telling you about the, along the way from the place where they used to live. It's where my uncle died. That's what she's telling you.
Your Uncle Sam?
No, Uncle George Johnson.
Oh, George.
Was the first husband to Minnie Johnson.
Did your mother
eat me yet for our skate dog in shock this not Jacqueline Achish Achsane Yadach Oda Gunstein Sikiti me yet Yakas a coaches Sikiti do go Daka Agho Yak. So I say a cold guy in Aka at his in a switch. The incarnate snake. Yeah, I was a sick.
She's telling just exactly what I told you a little while ago that.
Ah, oh, what?
That's where she grew up. She's telling about how they used to.
1915, oh, it's a. She
cut how they used to go for beaver and sell it to the Charlie Goldstein.
Is Charlie Goldstein a trader, or?
He used to own a business here.
the Goldstein building?
Uh-huh. He used to have a business in that. Yes, he was able to buy that belt when they brought it to him.
Yeah, that's it in Kananik. And Gunya Ben Aish Kakji, yeah. Yatsatin Kab Kazakhmese. I too, yeah, I will hold her in Yanak the Gudjin. Quint or act to hear in Akua Ka Katokosha. Tai Ken.
What's it? Who was that?
It is for Sakuja's in Tukhaina. Achlik, Achkaz, Achish, Achkagwas. I could diet Akua. Take her to chill our kunt at the door of our outer and wound cool dust. Never by yet. Take her car and my feet. Yeah, I was sick.
Not too far from this place, somewhere along the way. They used to own a garden.
There were gardens of the site that I was at, and I want to show you some pictures of that. We could talk about that.
She said that they used to live there as just one family. There were no other people there before. Mm-hmm.
Did they live there all year round or just the summer and the fall?
Did
they live in Angoon in the winter?
James to Ish.
Her uncle.
Yeah, what I had a connected James.
Used to live there too, George James' father. George James was married to her sister.
What was his name?
Was it the second little Kakenach?
Ah, so what?
I went George James to Ish.
Jim James.
Was a brother to her mother. Jim James was uncle to them. There was no other people besides them, just as a family. As one family, we used to get around and live there.
Mrs. Johnson, put her in Aki, what the clan and Nata. You can't be charged with it in the Taho City.
What is
away as a queer to the aging? Fish yet kid. Hinchin, who's conjun Akafa.
What Mrs. Johnson said.
Nach Hawaiian and Yachtin. Tis us. So you talked to Tien as the Hoover's Tiesic Maka, the Unis teacher, Shri Katanich.
She said that was the blueberries and
Bag Asia Kunas teacher.
Wild apples.
One Ivins. What accuracy is so with his say what a spud pasu? Hatinki, a car, which I aka e awa. Ja, ich will ja gut nach Nachschub. Also, du hätte ein klein, ach, lies, kubata, ai, kapanisit, tag, ach, sani, wakan, ach, ich so kata, kis, danin, chasas, tag, ades, nach hoch, wutan, nach Nachschub, je. Ka, kutan, chatter, dacha, nach an, kutan, sakai, Sich taugsam in der Hukwa. Kleh Lampis. Sakai. Kuhu. Je, ua du aitschli. Rehe chad. Uta inach nashu. Je, ua tku da aitschli. Fishamis. Chatau nach anach an kuto fasch. Khaji uji nach. Rachlil uch. Gheiwu. Kha ite. Sich kwa yu aka chawe ayaka. Skif tink. Bishamin sake ta kwa chka vanya. Ye wak si kwa. Kanak. Teknik. Hin ten hai kayak e kashin. In tanaka shuk.
I just
Were there bears there?
Along the way they used to pick a lot of
bears. Oh, I meant bears. Oh,
bear. That, yeah? Did the bear ever bother the village?
Or the snowdrop?
No. She's telling about how
there used to be
a lot of, when they lived there, she knew that there was all kinds of wildlife, even geese.
My mother, my uncle, my grandma, four rooms.
Minnie was telling me.
Rooms.
Minnie was telling me how she drew like a smokehouse like this,
mm-hmm.
And she said that there were four rooms around.
Yeah, that's what she's telling.
And I was wondering, mm-hmm. She said she couldn't remember exactly, so maybe you could ask her about where the fires were and who lived where. Or she could draw a picture.
She just got through telling that this addition were bedrooms, and the fireplace was the center.
Oh, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
How big were the bedrooms?
Was it could the game ya eat you
Yet ayaha. Yak eat talking ayah.
What the size
just
of this?
Chayir an.
She said there was a door on this side that when you opened the door, the trail went to the water, drinking water. And on the lower side was for entrance.
Mm.
How
large did you say the room? The bedrooms were
about the size of this room. She said it's enough just for sleeping.
Yeah, about 10 by 10 then.
Mm-hmm.
There was spaces like between the bedrooms like this? Was the building shaped like this? The smokehouse part where the fish were smoked, was that it was bigger than all the bedrooms?
She said that it's like this. She said that.
How big was this smokehouse?
It used to hold 400 fish. There was four places where the fire is, and in the middle is where they walked, like a flooring. But where they put the fire, they had sand on the where they make the fire.
So there were four fires, mm-hmm, for each of the four groups of people?
No. Mostly, is for smoking their salmon. So I imagine that they if they had to cook anything, they had a fire of their own.
Was the whole floor covered with sand, or just where the fires are?
Just where the fires are.
Was there anything on the floor in either of any of the bedrooms?
I imagine. Yeah, they had a flooring.
Mm-hmm. Was it wood or was it sand or?
She said lumber.
She
said the roofings were lumber too.
Okay, so it was like commercial lumber, mm-hmm, as opposed to shakes or.
Mm. She said after that, smoking fish, they used to get that wild apple, those little apples.
The crab apples.
And they have to put it up for the winter.
I saw a lot of those crab apple trees.
Mm-hmm. dat is geen kind gehad. Dus die heeft het niet gezegd.
And she said that after one of her grandfather died, that's when they gave the right to Kukesh to have this part of the land. They didn't own it right from the beginning.
I remember Daniel telling me, and also Minnie telling me that story. Was this place like, had, was it a place that was used generations and generations and generations? Your mother described lumber being used to build the structures, and I'm wondering if maybe it was an older site too, that people even further in the past used it.
It used to belong to the Raven clan, Ahante Shitan clan.
Yeah.
So I imagine they lived there. And something happened. So, you know, anything happens like that, you have to, well, it's more like,
Yeah, Minnie was telling me how they gave the Te Kueta used to have canal coup, and that they gave that to the Deshitan, and the Deshitan gave them Mitchell Bay.
And gun to own it with this was a cook. Why, yeah, eat coasty, our eyes yet. A coasty. With Sam Johnson, if you saw.
I'm trying to find where when Ronald and I first got married, we made a garden somewhere along the way here. And I'm trying to figure it out.
This is what the site looks like now from the beach.
Oh, beautiful.
Can,
I want her
I
to see it.
Can see it.
Okay. No. That's 10. We are me. I could sit there.
Can we? Maybe I should plug it in somewhere else.
Let's see.
I think she'll manage.
Or I can, I wonder if that.
Yeah.
Let's think so. Is there another call? Plug in?
Maybe. Let's see.
Yeah, there's another plucking right there.
Any better?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this slide shows the from the beach what it looks like, and you can see like it's the flat area where there are the berries growing.
Mm-hmm.
These were taken about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, so the berries haven't flowered out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like to do would be to show the pictures of what the site looks like now, and if your mother can remember what went on where, like if there were houses, maybe we'll look at them first and then we'll talk about them.
Yeah, think of it.
She
said she recognized the place. You did a deity, yeah.
Yes,
you
test
She said that that trees weren't that closer to the beach during that time.
There is a lot of new growth there.
She said that little lake like. She said where it's up a little from that little lake like right there.
Mm-hmm.
She noticed. It's kind of hill-like. That's where they used to have the smokehouse.
Oh, the smokehouse was right out front.
Yeah.
Oh, because some of the other slides, they show in the back, behind the trees, what's in the ground, and there's other things back there. Let's see. Here's another one that shows the new trees. You can see how the trees are young. Younger than the ones in the back.
So awa I that as a deity awa.
I ask. Says you to awa.
Jesus, there weren't that many trees that time.
Chicken awa. A cow and gun kicker. Some cows is out here. 1915 or 10. Joshu cut out a 10 for 13. So. Ach, ich hab tennis. Oh, Jesus, hab du scheiße.
Did they clear the trees away, or were there just not trees there? I mean, did they go in and cut down the trees, or?
She said she was born there, so she doesn't know. they were already living.
Huh.
So she
didn't know.
She was not alive when they
cleared it, if they did. This one shows. Oops. If you look in this one, we can see that we're back in the woods, and the rows are garden rows back there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems kind of strange in some ways to have a smokehouse right on the beach and then the gardens behind it,
mm-hmm.
unless these are all new trees too.
Mm-hmm.
So could you ask her if the smokehouse was on the beach out in front and then the gardens were behind it?
You thought the what hit it IT It's on a long side, she thinks.
What's more cost can I say with he here?
She can recall when she was small.
At night, like us, Han. Tell Thai at the just you smoke fish at the name.
All she can recollect is that smoke fish do it.
He now a Thai cut a what satin a coat.
Could you ask her if there were trees growing there when the gardens were there?
There were salmon berries there, and there also was crab apple.
In fact, in this slide, you can see the crab apple. In the back, there are crab apple, and in the front, it's almost like a platform.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like there had been rocks and things cleared from an area, so it was flattened,
mm-hmm.
and then piled up, and then there were all these crab apples.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ask her if she remembers them clearing rocks or any clearing a flat place for the garden?
She said it was a hill like where there
where
had a smokehouse.
Where
and
smokehouse?
There's a little lake below it.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was like a step there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That first slide we showed, let's see, we'll go back to it.
Where's that at?
Mitchell Bay.
This one you can see that like a step platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's that first slide again.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind that are those gardens, like just in the woods, in the back of that are those gardens, and then you see, see there's almost a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even further back than the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can see, but maybe you could point out to her the branches. Sure, the branches in the back there are crab apple.
What about the lake above it where the river come down through Mitchell Bay?
Yeah.
It's for her father, that's my name. Used to go right up the lake through that stream.
Mm.
And it's all over the lake.
Trapping beaver
skin.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have log cabins.
Mm.
All over that lake. Where you go, that plane lands there now. There's poor fishing on that lake.
Oh.
Above Admiralty Island.
Mm-hmm.
Through that lake, they go two lakes. This one. They used to have canoe on each lake.
Mm-hmm.
One last canoe on the last lake.
Mm.
And they come down right across that, you know, that the Douglas area,
mm-hmm.
that Yance Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They have another canoe up there. They bring their canoe down.
Oh, okay.
And they bring their skins in through the bar and Goldstein buys it from.
Oh, that's interesting. That Matilda Gamble told me about her. I think it was her husband's parents that had done that. They had a place in Hawk Inlet, and they portaged the canoes and came to Juneau for the winter.
Her father was Shorty Johnson. It's my grandpa. That's her dad.
Right.
There's one log cabin, which is still standing across channel. That's another camp of it. The log cabin, the big log cabin.
And where
it's
is it?
It's still standing.
Where the cannery is at Chatham.
They used to go there too. That camp's all over.
Right.
That's when my mother was born, Sam Mitchell. That's why she was born. Well, their father used to plant with my grandfather. Big grandfather, Pushkin, George Pushkin.
He was your grandfather.
They're both the same tribe.
Hmm.
But in our weird language, for good we learn it, a bear came.
Ah,
oh.
I think it's close.
Mom was born in that.
That's the spot that we're.
They damaged their grandfather. My mother's father.
Hmm.
The same time. They just like three brothers. But he didn't travel on that.
Hmm.
It was way down the beach where his log cabin. But it don't connect with the lake where my mom and his father used to trap all around that lake.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Mitchell Bay, they climbed. It's a long story about that.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Minnie Johnson about it.
She don't know, she's from
Sitka. Oh, Minnie Johnson?
She's from Sitka. A different tribe. She's the same tribe.
Minnie's Tekwedi.
No. That's Minnie.
Yeah.
From Angoon.
Yeah. No, she's not born in Angoon, yes, Mom?
Oh, yes, she was.
Picked up over here.
Well, she was born in Killisnoo.
No. You're different. She asked her, she told me. She's from Sitka.
Yeah,
Mrs. Jonathan made it to my uncle.
To Sam.
They picked her over here when they were getting married.
What did your mom say?
It's got nothing to do with my mother's story.
What about Neltushkin?
Minnie, my sister-in-law in Clink, we call them, was married to my uncle, so she's my sister-in-law, Khani. She was born in Neltushkin.
Oh, is she living now?
Yeah, that's her, Minnie Jensen.
Oh, you're saying Minnie was born in Neltushkin? Oh, because that's not what she told me.
Where was she?
She said, I think she said Killisnoo.
She got married into my mom's brother.
Because
my mom is the only one that's alive now, part of the whole Johnson family.
Oh.
And her sister-in-law was Minnie. Samuel G. Johnson.
Right.
A long time the tribal system was strong.
What did your mom say when you asked her about this slide? With the crab apple.
She said that there was no trees, just blueberry. I mean, that
berry
bushes around there. The trees used to be way back, she said, and very few too.
And you know, one day,
she said it looked like during that time when they lived there, it looked like in the olden days there might have been an earthquake. So the trees at that time, her time, looked like they were burnt, like. So now this young tree, she's amazed that it's way down. She said that's her land way back. She plays it.
Mom put a tam in there for the land.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the form for that, yeah. In this, everybody, pardon?
Wait,
I appreciate you coming over to talk to
about. Oh, well, I mean, this is information is invaluable, and it's really easy to lose it.
The oldest one in the family.
Fisherman's Achtofajin Ako Takani Sit at the Ayin Achli.
From where they used to live, there used to be a three channel like of that strong water. There used to be three channel like.
A
strong water.
Right, the tides.
Just describing the place there now. This is where the cross is now, is it?
Right, no, not this here.
Right,
that's just a navigation mark or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ayahusa yue e chat ayan koko steak yan katu tawts and a kiku gooch yatu a kuho after stay we ye
happy later.
In this slide there's it's kind of hard to see, but maybe you could explain it to your mother. There's a big rectangular depression and mounds around the outside of it. You can see the trees in the back are growing on one of the sides of the mounds, and there's a mound in the foreground, and it's like much bigger than this room. And there's mounds around the outside, and it's square, and it's like sunken in the center. And I'm wondering if you could describe that to your mother so that you could ask her about it.
You attack yet here. Yak quanta and yet he get quanta who he yet here. I wish to ask the school with school.
So aqua.
That's the same place.
Right.
So aqua.
You
aqua. Test was a cook, Hanak. So I eat the wound smoke.
She said
that in the
air. She said to have smoke houses like.
Yah, yah, took ye, tuckanis, yah, cock away, fish out of garney, as is cousin's at least.
They had something like, well, they used to have.
If to das, I think, just work hit.
Where they worked on the salmon. Just before, you know, where they cut, they had a place and they had put up something like logs, you know, to make it. And during the, when it's good weather, they had their salmon to dry.
Oh, so it would be like a drying place before it was in the smokehouse? And this was a really large area. I mean, it was bigger than, I think, this apartment. Maybe twice the size as the kitchen and the living room. Very large space. Why would there be mounds around the outside of it? Or do you know what I'm... There's like, it's like about this tall. It was kind of like a garden row, only this big. And they form a big rectangle around an area that's like sunken and flat.
Let's get an akoko to sa.
No.
I wanna see you to sinne. A you crack at the Yahawayate, you to sinne at your.
This akuna. Kirat go what? Say ya akat to shy, a wet sashit cut. Ganets ech yus ganes awuthechen achlif awta gane kak ushaha shuktak ast atokitsuch takanis iki atayide nasayichen kakak. See you hakunane unis as a kuchi.
That might be just what she said. We speak to the one in the art room where. Yeah, they made it like a house and. They had foundation-like.